in 2 Chronicles. The 7th chapter, 14th verse. You think about trusting and obeying. And he's saying to the people here, he said in the 14th verse, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now, you know, he was talking about his people. He called for Israel out of bondage. And all the thing he could do was trust and obey. All the thing Moses could do whenever he set out and go down into Egypt, I was to trust and obey. And put their trust in him. You know, and whenever they went on down into the wilderness, why, every once in a while, every now and then, why, God was called for Moses. He said, Moses, he said, you call the congregation together, and I will speak to them. You know, and he would have to speak to Moses, and Moses have to go and call for the children and call for them and come together. God is going to speak to them. I'm so glad that Jesus made a better way for me and you. You know, whenever they went from one time to another, they drifted into the wilderness. I'm waiting and listening. Whenever the man of God, whenever he will call for them, they to come. Assemble yourselves together. God is going to speak to us. He said a day. He went. He made 7 days and one. He kept it holy. And he set it apart for his children to assemble themselves together and pray. And they were still will not. Brother, he said, if my people which are called by my name, if they would pray, if they would turn from their ways, what way, preacher, we go to church, we live right, we do the best we can, then we got a little group here, brother, I just hang on, trust in him, and obey the Spirit of God, because he has called us together. No doubt you felt a warm feeling this evening that you need to assemble yourselves and that to the house of God where that we could hear his voice coming down from the portals of glory just to trust.
Come on, brother.
And obey.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm telling you, I didn't have a thought, I didn't have nothing, but by the hand of God, I has a way to work. And he said to call my children together, and he said, and then if they will pray, I know tomorrow, next week, you may go be going through some tragic time, some difficult time. But listen, his children, he said, my sheep, I hear my voice, and I know them, and I will go before them. Listen, if we have been trusting and obeying for today and then tomorrow, we might need him, and we might not even be able to call on him.
Yeah.
But he's right there.
Yeah.
Because we trusted and obeyed. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
There's some more scripture. Now listen. I know that today, that they're on the seventh day, that he's set apart for his people. I listen, they do everything they can find all kinds of reasons that they should not be in the house of God. What if as God has called for them on that day?
Yeah.
And I'm glad to be here to hear from heaven.
Yeah.
Listen, if we today I just trust in him, we are his people. Listen, he said of my people, we are his people. We've been saved through grace, by faith. And listen, he wrote our name somewhere a long where ago. Listen, and we will go one day and see all about what he's got in plan for us.
Amen, brother.
Hey, if I can find him. Praise the Lord. Amen. I can hurry, are you? I can now.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the
Lord.
Amen. Listen. Now listen. Many, many times he said, I have stretched forth my hand, and I have called, but no one I would answer. Maybe that he would just want you to lift up your voice and amen, or praise the Lord. I don't know, but that might be why we assembled together. Because that one thing that you feel like doing and you do it, I might carry a soul a dark rolling tide tomorrow.
Bless the Lord.
Listen. He said, Lord, Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Thou that killed the prophet and stoned them which are sent unto you, unto thee.
Yeah.
How often would I have gathered thine children together, even as a hen gather her chicks under her wing, but you would not. How often, brother, that he set apart a day, even a Wednesday, and he called his people together, but they just won't come.
Come on.
He said, men will not come to me that they might have eternal life. They'd rather go by the ways of the world. It's a lot easier. We don't have to think of nothing. We're not prepared. Brother, listen. We don't have to be prepared if we trust and obey.
Amen.
We don't have to be prepared. We just have to have our hearts ready. Prayed up. Packed up. And listen. For a voice. Come down. From the pools of glory. And when it speaks. To this soul. And say. Here am I, Lord. What will you have for me to do? Just trust and obey. If we trust and obey tomorrow, tonight, it may get us through tomorrow. If we be rebellious and stubborn and backwards, today, we may need him real bad tomorrow, and he turn his face from us. How sad.
Yeah.
Listen, I trust him. I obey. I feel good.
Amen.
I thought sure I'd ask one of you more to do something. But, Lord, in a split second, you called and I want to do what you would want me to do.
Amen.
Something that I'd spent all day, I'd have conjured up, it wouldn't have been worth nothing.
That's right. Come on, brother.
Our trip up here would have been in vain.
Yeah.
But, in a struggle moment, when the Lord said, gather the people together. Listen. Who gathered you together? The Holy Ghost overshadowed hovered around every one of us that is assembled here tonight and brought us to the hour of prayer just to show her is anything is for a purpose tonight. That when you're assembled together, listen, you might say, preacher, I didn't get nothing out of it. Maybe you need to trust and obey.
That's right.
First time I walked out, I preached off of a song. Amen. Life is like a mountain railway.
Yeah.
Tossed, rumbling through the mountains.
Right.
Just trust and obey. Mm-hmm. That coach will take us across the dark rolling tide. Now I have cleared myself for that youth.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.